So my favorite metaphor is the spider and its web. So extended cognition researchers at MIT have been showing, there's new research every day pretty much, that spiders' cognition is not in its brain or its body. It extends into its web. And if you damage part of the web, it acts as if it has had a stroke. Wow. And so human beings are like this. Most animals have some amount of extended cognition. And what I like to think is that because we are only self through other, through a constant intaking of otherness to very materially, metabolically build our bodies, we are, you know, our minds are not in our heads. Minds are territories we inhabit that multiple beings inhabit. And so if you're trying, you know, that's why the therapeutic model sometimes seems too small for me. Like if a mind is a territory that many beings are inside of, how can two human beings in a sterile room solve the problem that is constituted by a whole web of wild kin?